You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Galatians chapter 4 and verse 13. I read, "You know that because of physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at first." In other words, Paul was saying that it was in a state of physical infirmity that he preached the gospel to the Galatian church. He didn't preach the gospel to the Galatian church in a good state of health. Brethren, condition will not be perfect for the preaching of the gospel. It is in whatever condition we find ourselves that we must preach the gospel. It is understandable that Paul would have physical infirmities. If you look at some of the things he went through, he was beaten with rod twice. He was beaten 39 lashes, I think about 5 times. He was stoned to death. That's 39 times 5. He was stoned to death once. They stoned him and they believed he was dead. So he had shipwrecked. He suffered many things. You can understand that his body will be very fragile, because that body has been subjected to a lot of pain, a lot of difficulties, a lot of breaking down. But that didn't stop him from preaching the gospel. Conditions will not be so perfect for us to preach the gospel. If you want to wait for everything to be right, some of you are waiting until you have all the equipment, until you become so strong, until you become so great, until you become so popular. No, we do not preach because the condition is right. We preach because he who sends us said we should go and preach. We preach in obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. Even when we are weak, we are strong. So the apostle did not function in a super health, super healthy conditions. Yet, they preach the gospel. So don't expect that for you, the condition can be perfect. You see, I pray for you, and I desire sincerely that you will be in good health, that you will be in perfect health. But whatever state that you find yourself, you are still useful to God. Don't wait for condition to be perfect. Don't wait for what you have deemed as a perfect condition to come to you before you are involved in seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, before you are involved in the things of the kingdom. Don't wait until you become billionaires. How many billionaires do you see financing the kingdom of God? It's amazing how God finances work through ordinary men. When God was going to provide for Elijah, it was a widow. It's also interesting to find out in Luke chapter 8 that ordinary women were the one that the Bible said were providing for the need of Jesus from their substance. How about all the millionaires of those days? All the wealthy men and women, they were nowhere to be found. It was ordinary women. And did you know that they succeeded? Because Jesus succeeded. Through those ordinary women, Jesus accomplished his purpose. He didn't wait for a billionaire to come and say, "Hey, there's big money here. Jesus, take, go and be doing everything you are doing." No, it was ordinary women that ministered to the needs of Jesus Christ. So, brethren, don't wait until your perceived perfect atmosphere comes. In whatever state you have found yourself, trust God for grace. And do that which he has called you to do. And may you receive grace to finish well in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.